This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Oh, welcome back to The Morning Run. I'm Roshan Kanasan with Khoo Soo Chuang and Noel Lim in the studio this morning. Now, before we get to our main story about the impact of the MCO to the legal sector, in 15 minutes, we're taking a look at North Korea's potential succession crisis with Dr. Hu Chi-ping, senior lecturer at the National University of Malaysia, otherwise more commonly known as UKM. But first things first, Chuang, do we have some numbers out of KLCI?
We do. The KLCI is at 1,377 points, up by 0.4%. I'm catching your disease, La Roshan.
Yes, disease.
See, katak dalam kerongkong. I know these things. You see, I know these things.
Did you just say?
Frog and throat.
Frog and throat.
Okay.
Okay, so some of the counters include Notion VTech and JCY International, because the electronics and electrical sector is in focus with the reopening of the Malaysian economy.
Yes, and that's one of the things that we've seen today. All the essential services that have been approved can ramp up to 100%. Now, the Malaysian Bar has called on the government to provide leeway to law firms to operate during the movement, during the MCO. Now, earlier this month, de facto law minister, Dato' Taqiyuddin Hassan, had asked law firms not to reopen during the MCO, where all non-essential activities had to be paused. Law firms as a category by itself have not been classified as an essential service by the Health Ministry or by MITI.
So, however, law services can resume where they are part of certain other sectors. So I think this is a bit puzzling because, you know, law firms support companies, right? They support SMEs, they underline, you know, the economy, right? So, I mean, we can make fun about lawyers, but they are actually quite essential, if you ask me.
Yes, and especially the support services they provide to other companies. I mean, you need, if you can't get a legal matter resolved, there's not much you can do really going forward.
Yeah, I just also wanted to add that I saw a very interesting tweet from Mari Imtiaz Sawa yesterday. It was last night, saying that of all essential services, isn't the most essential service Parliament?
That is true. But now focusing on the legal sector, though, for a clearer picture on how the MCO has impacted it, we speak to Salim Bashir, president of the Malaysian Bar. Now, Salim, thank you for taking some time to speak to us this morning. What kind of guidelines do lawyers and law firms have in terms of operating during the MCO? We understand that some law services can resume and some court matters have continued to be processed. Has there been clarity on this from the government? Salim,
Hello.
Are you there? Hi,
Hello,
can you hear us?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Salim, did you catch my question?
Yes, I did. Well, it's pretty good question. Yes, I came around with the press statements a couple of days back. And yeah, to answer, there isn't any definitive guidelines so far from government in terms of allowing law firms to operate, apart from some SOP for legal services that was churned out weeks ago, notably giving a guideline on the time of operations and the how it should be operated based on safety and health issues. And they also said that, you know, that officers within the green zones are the ones that are allowed to be open. That actually will cause a problem, because most of the time, you know, those firms are allowed to operate in one sector will able to communicate with the other firms. And if the other firms, the opposing firms, are in a red zone and not allowed to open, then we will have a problem.
I think this is also where some confusion is, right? You know, for most parts of Klang Valley, there are not actually many green zones, as far as I understand, but actually there are other businesses that are open. So I wonder if that was something you brought it up with the government.
In fact, they have actually reverted to us on the feedback that we have given, and they have came up with the SOP to say that it's only conveyancing and corporate-related works kind of firm that is allowed to open.
Whether you're red or green zone.
Yes. But this doesn't augur well, actually. As I reiterated earlier, this will cause calamity in terms of the business transaction of one firm to another, and more so if it's a litigation firm. But since they're saying it's only convincing corporate, again, they fall back on the... Because we are in the supporting sector. So the other agencies, government agencies, need to be opened as well. Like land office is closed, Commissioner of Oath is not open, Inland Revenue is closed. So we will have to urge the government to open these sectors, the government sectors, equally in order for us to operate meaningfully.
Okay, Salim, legal groups have called for the administration of justice to be declared an essential service and for court cases to be allowed to resume. Obviously, we've got all the corruption and graft cases ready to go, and including Parliament, which some people say should also be declared an essential service. What's your view on that?
Okay, at the moment, the court is not regarded as essential service. Court is closed, minors are matters still under operations. The e-filing systems to enable filing of documents is still proceeding. Certain matters are being heard via teleconferencing with consent of parties involved. The criminal justice system in relation to remand, fresh prosecution from MCO violations and revision applications are still being heard. The parliament itself needs to be regarded as essential service, because this is the point of time that the parliament should sit and they should come up with a single legislation to cover all voids that's been happening during this MCO. Because a lot of directives are being churned out by the ministers, but this directive doesn't have legitimacy under the law. So it's only proper for the government to actually come up with a single act like Singapore or UK.
So Salim, given that the Court of Appeal has begun to live stream some of its proceedings, looking forward, could trials be conducted remotely? What do you think about that?
This is a very dicey situation because in terms of certain matters, as I said, with the consent of the parties, it can be done. However, for the purpose of a trial, it is still not within the contemplation at the moment. Obviously, a lot of studies need to be put in to ensure that it can be done without compromising justice.
Can I just take you back onto some of the things you were speaking about earlier? What is your wish list from the government?
Oh, okay. We have sent a number of wish lists to them. Our firms are suffering financially due to this MCO and they can't operate and all that. So we actually wrote to the government asking them for a special fund for legal services, interest-free loans, interest-free grants, called upon the Bank Negara to waive interest on loans during the deferment period, extension on the submission of income tax for tax holidays for 3 years beginning 2019 to 2021. And also for a firm, we have also asked for an EPF employees' EPF contribution to be reduced by 50%.
Actually, Salim, I want to take you back to the point about having that one act for this time, because you were saying that I think correct me if I'm wrong, but that the directives don't have legitimacy under the law right now. What do you mean by that?
Okay, for example, the government has come out with the wage subsidy. And they have said that, if you take this wage and you cannot lay off your staff, this is may not be a position under the Employment Act. You see? So it doesn't have the binding effect as far as the law is concerned. And this is something that we should look at. You see? Directive is mere directive. It doesn't have a legal standing. So if the employers and still lay off people despite taking the wage from the government, not abiding with the conditions, nothing much we can do under the law unless there is a specific laws to relate and to look into this.
Yeah, Salim, at a time when we've got a new coalition government in place, what is your sense of judicial independence, especially when it relates to what appears to be an uneven application of MCO guidelines to the public and to political leaders or children of political leaders?
Okay. It's like yesterday I came up with a press statement regarding this. What we are asking is everybody is equal before the law. There should not be any disparity in sentencing. And it looks very awkward when normal commoners are being sentenced and given a high sentences, and the politicians or somebody with influence are given a lighter sentence. This causes a problem, you see? And what we are urging is for the government, not the government, actually for the court, to give a compassionate sentencing. We know there is a breach, and perhaps the sentence given is within the realm of law, But however, the justice must be tempered with mercy.
All right, Salim, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. That was Salim Bashir, president of the Malaysian Bar. Ending on a good note there, basically, I think some have been calling for more compassion in terms of the way we deal out justice. And I mean, we've seen the back and forth. I mean, we've been covering this for, is it what, 5 weeks now, 6 weeks? I seem to be losing track of time. But we've seen the cops come out to say, hey, when we did a 1,000 ringgit compound, people weren't listening. So now we're looking back to jail instead. So then I think there needs to be consistency overall.
Yeah, I think what irks me is the arrogance of some people who think they can get away with this, putting this up on social media and even maybe waving the letter of exemption to say, yes, you know, we can go here and there, you know, even though it's not essential service.
Right, and right now we're going into a few messages, and when we come back, a bit of drama in North Korea, or is it all, or is there more to see there? Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.